people are in fear of sowing. And the Lord called it wickedness. Yeah. And one time I was, and I'm thankful that you're catching on, because one time I told them that the wealth transfer will be more than from the heathen. He said, wicked. And that man hid his money. Yeah. Oh, sure, I mean, that's what happened. I'm telling you the truth. Your time, you don't have to rush. Certainly, we want to welcome you on by internet. The internet really has been given. Matter of fact, the internet offering always come to equal what happened in the meeting. Probably more people, but they're giving, you know. How many of y'all been to every meeting? Thank the Lord tonight. What he's going to do in our midst. We trust the Holy Spirit to help us. We come in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody, thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. In Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 2. Verses 42 and 43. We say to you on this morning, and we're trying to say it this whole meeting, that the church birth was supernatural. And some way we strayed from the supernatural and got back into the natural and men way of doing things and religion and tradition, denomination, organizations. And the church got away from functioning in the supernatural. For many, many years. Many, many years we have not seen what, when John the Baptist was doubting Jesus, Jesus sent his credentials to him. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead being raised. Tell John. Yes. And it was evidence of Jesus' ministry, the supernatural things that happened in his ministry. It was evidence that he was the Son of God, that he was a man operating in the anointing. And so here we see in Acts 2:43 and fear came upon every soul. Well, let's back up to 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Then in Acts chapter 5, we don't want to pass it up, Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Well, you just bump this thing will go off on you. Verse 12. And by the hands of the apostle was many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon Porch. Now, there's a controversy about the verse I'm going to now. I was talking to my wife this afternoon. Sometime the big boys missed the revelation. And I can't see how they missed one. Let's go to Micah 2. And I can't see how they missed this one. In Micah 2, Micah, M-I-C-A-H, chapter 2, verse 13, have something to do with what we're going to minister to you and release on you tonight. You there? Notice what it says. Now, the breaker is come up before them. You see that? They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. Notice the breaker. Now, they say some people say the breaker is the Antichrist. I can't see it. Every translation I read in the Amplified Bible says the Messiah. And I think you just take it out of context. You think it's somebody else. You see, the breakers come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. If it is, it's making a breakthrough for us, isn't it? Yes. Then one more scripture, and then I'll start sharing what we're going to talk about. In Colossians chapter 2, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Colossians 2:15. And it's talking about the triumph of Jesus, and talking about the finished work, and talking about the greatest breakthrough in history. Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And the in it is the cross. So his resurrection was the most powerful breakthrough there ever was. Jesus. It was a breakthrough. It was a breakthrough from the Adamic nature back to the nature of God. Huh? Yes, sir. And so tonight I want to talk to you a while. And if you're dealing with something financially, physically, in any way, seem like you're boxed in, listen real good. And I believe the Holy Spirit will help you on some things tonight. And you'll leave here in freedom from that situation, no matter how long it has been. Breaking through to the supernatural. Breaking through to the supernatural. Now, to be on the same page, the supernatural, breaking through, a movement or advance all the way through and beyond an enemy front line of defense. Or an act or instant of removing or surpassing an obstruction or restriction, and it says the overcoming of. Now remember, now we're talking about breaking through to the supernatural. Then we're talking about supernatural breakthrough. See, once you break through to the supernatural, then you'll know how to have supernatural breakthrough. No impossibilities, nothing incurable, nothing unsurpassable. It says also, when you talk about breakthrough, any significant or sudden advance or increase. See, when you break through, you can move swiftly because the restrictions are moved. One word as a synonym is leap. You leap into a great dimension. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you have to have a revelation of supernatural breakthrough. It's not going to happen just by religion. You have to have a revelation of how supernatural breakthroughs work. Now, and you have to understand being properly connected to the breaker. Spending time with the breaker, letting the breaker train you how to break things.
Yes, sir.
The Messiah, he's a breaker. Jesus is the breaker. Then again, listen to me closer now. These things I jotted down. I have some other things to say. Knowing there's nothing the breaker can't break through. There's no bondage. There's no situation. There's no enemy. There's no group. Once you learn the revelation of your connection to the breaker and how to follow the breaker and how to trust the breaker,
yes, sir,
there's nothing. I know that some of y'all need a breakthrough up in here.
Yes, sir.
Well, answer me back then. You need a breakthrough. I'm going to tell you how to get that breakthrough.
Yes,
you're not in a religious society here tonight. You're in to get a breakthrough.
Yes,
there's nothing the breaker can't break through. See, I don't want you to put your religious guides on me tonight. I'm trying to get you somewhere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the Lord's been talking to me about this, all right? Falling, you take these notes down. Falling the breaker instruction in faith, because sometimes it overpowers you. What he tell you to do?
Yes, sir.
I got falling the breaker instruction in faith. Breakthrough will have fear and trembling instruction. Fear, because see, you're going beyond your senses.
Right, right.
You're going beyond your education now.
Yes, sir.
And you're going beyond mama and daddy.
Yes, sir.
And the head deacon.
Yes, sir.
Now, before you can have a real breakthrough, you know what Isaiah 10:27 says? Turn there. The yoke will have to be destroyed. Because, and strongholds will have to be pulled down.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 10:27.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, the yoke has to be destroyed.
Yes,
the breaker put a yoke. The bond. The one who bind you up put a yoke on you. Another instruction the Lord want to tell you is, don't let other people block your breakthrough. And I put a footnote, breakthrough blockers. They're not through. They never will get through. And now they're convincing you nobody can go through. Once you get a breakthrough, you will begin to learn how to live a breakthrough lifestyle. You recognize things will come, but they can't stay. I remember years ago seeing a book, I think. I was on the job, and I used to have books in my locker. And in breakthrough, you have to let go and let God. You have to trust him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He'll direct your path. Now, breakthrough leaders excel above the crowd with manifestation and demonstration of breakthrough. I'm talking about breakthrough leaders. See, when you got your hand on a breakthrough leader, you got your hand on something. And we're dealing with Mark 2:13, the breaker has come up before them. Now, to walk in the supernatural, to break through in the supernatural. You have to press through in the spirit and break down every hindrance that stands in your way. Now, you know, we often have read the scripture there in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Turn there, verse 3. For wrestle not, we're not flesh and blood, you know. We're not dealing with flesh and blood. There, in 2 Corinthians, I'll turn there with you for a moment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, we talked about the emotional realm.
Right.
People get all the emotion. I get emotional too, but I want to. I'm not in no emergency for no emotion.
Yeah.
I want something to happen. Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes,
then 2 Corinthians, you've read this, but I want you to think about it in the breakthrough aspect of it. For breakthrough is spiritual warfare.
Yes, sir.
You can't get a breakthrough with Satan just talking.
Yeah.
No, he's an enemy that need power to deal with him.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes.
So yeah, I know this. Now notice this. Where is Joy? Oh, there she is. All right, I'm looking for you and couldn't find you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I saw a lady way back in the corner. I thought that was Joy. I said, "What's she doing way back there?" 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
Yeah. Right.
For the weapon of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Well, stronghold depicts you need a breakthrough.
Yes.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, you are made for miracles, and miracles were made for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice in Hebrews chapter 2, you were made for miracles, and miracles were made for you. Notice with me in Hebrews chapter 2, a lot of scriptures, but let's walk and tell the Lord, tell us the full plan here. Breaking through this, you got to position yourself for the supernatural. Now, I'll give you a few insight on that in a few minutes. But in Hebrews 2, starting in verse 1, therefore we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard, lest we let them go before we get a revelation. We get happy, but we don't have the full story because the Holy Spirit haven't had a chance to accurately to reveal to us what he's saying.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Say it, show me thy glory.
Show me thy glory.
Say it again.
Show me thy glory.
Say it again.
Show me thy glory.
See? That's where we are, you see.
Yes, sir.
We're here because God want to manifest, God want to demonstrate, and we just walk through the word a few minutes and see what the Holy Ghost want to do in here. But you need to look at one or two people and tell them, tonight I get my breakthrough. You see, because you can be sitting here and wherever your breakthrough need to emanate from, it can happen the same time. Wait a minute now. Why you, see, your breakthrough might be 300 miles away from here. But God has the power at any hour to make it happen. Once I mentioned the subject, you should have said, I'm getting mine. See, you got to let your expectation rise when you all come in the presence of God. Your faith, your hope, your expectation. Anytime that word is being preached, you should have expectation. I don't know who else it's going to happen to, but it's going to happen to me. Now, I would like for my whole row to go, but in case somebody ain't planning on going, I've made my mind up. The words coming out of my man of God's mouth tonight belong to me, And I'm going to get a supernatural breakthrough in my life tonight. Because you might have a blocker on your rope. Check them out. You might want change road. You're not bold enough to act that person. You the blocker? Move from the next side of me. You the blocker? Move over. Now listen. Listen, glory. Listen now. Listen. All the words you have had and the distance you have come, you must have let something slip. See, because if the word slip, you're never going to get to the fourth verse. Yes, sir. Wow. So the church at large, we've been letting words slip. We've been having a good time. We've been emotional about the word and happy and jumping, but we don't let the word have its full effect. And this is what the Spirit of God want to teach us. We got enough word in us to turn the world upside down. Not that we don't know the word, not that we don't know the scriptures, but we got to let the scriptures come alive. Because if a revelation don't come, you let it slip. The scripture is based on revelation following. If the Holy Spirit don't breathe on it, in that valley of dry bone, the word went forth and the bone come together, but they still wasn't alive. We come together every Sunday morning. The word come forth, but the breath of the Spirit that unfolds the word and activates your anointing. Is supernatural. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now notice as we read. So you got to stop letting the word slip. Now you understand what it means by letting the word slip. You let the word leave before you receive. You hear it. Shout about it. But it haven't had no effect on your situation. But when that word comes forth, if you capture that word and says, Jacob said to the angel, I'm not going to turn you loose until the juice come out. You said you're not a man that you should lie. I heard your word. Now I'm going to hold your word accountable. And when you hold a word accountable, you're holding God accountable. You're holding Jesus accountable. You're holding the Holy Spirit accountable. You're holding heaven accountable. And that's what he wants you to do. Now notice the second verse. If the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and even every transgression, disobedience, receive a just recompense, a reward, how shall we escape? Now, our divine nature is an escaping nature. Our divine nature, the divine nature is a supernatural nature, and it's an escaping nature. It escaped from prison. It escaped from satanic forces. That's why he gives us that divine nature. 2 Peter talks about it. You escape. You already have escape. But you got to enforce it. Everything Satan come up with, you already free from it. Everything Satan try to keep you from having what the word said is already yours. The secret is you have to know it. Beyond Now get angry with me now. Beyond just quoting scripture. It has to become a reality to you. You have to act like you got it when you don't have it. And it'll come to you. Every time, every time, every time. Act like you have it, and it'll come to you. Because when you're acting, you're actually activating your faith. You're trusting God. Look where it's headed at. And all of this should be in our salvation. But we've got the wrong concept of salvation. How should we escape if we neglect so great salvation? What did the phrase begin to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto him, unto us by them that heard him. Now here we were going. Verse 4. And God also bearing, that sounds like Mark. And God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Yes. Lord, show me thy glory.
Lord, show me thy glory.
Now, sit down a minute. Our life should be a 2 Corinthians 3:18 life. Our life should be flowing from glory to glory. Glory to glory. You cannot walk in the flow of God, glory and power simply by wishing or desiring. There are some things you have to know. You must know how to break through to the supernatural, where God's miracle power can be released in and through you. You heard that? Where God's miracle power can be released in and through you. Why? Because we proved this morning that the supernatural is on the inside of you. The glory is on the inside of you. The ability is on the inside of you. Why? Because the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. King Jesus is on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. So we're not trying to, God's presence, we're not trying to get God to come with his presence. You are, his presence is always with you. Are you following me?
Yes.
To live and walk in the supernatural, you must live according to your new nature. I like 2 Peter, the first 4 or 5 verses, you know, he tell you stuff, you get to add to it, you know, that new nature, the divine power, divine nature, partake of the divine nature, have escaped the corruption, have escaped lack, limitation, all the things the world try to put on you. You move into a new dimension. The church must be known by manifestation and demonstration, not just by accusation. And then you have to overcome your negative, fearful thought pattern in order to break in the supernatural.
Yeah.
So many negative things have been put in the mind and heart of people, even people in the church. And they got to break through those settings. They got to get a renewed mind so they can think like God. Isaiah, 55:8? My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your way. But he said, I couldn't have them. Romans 12, he didn't say I couldn't have them. Romans 12:2, he said, be not conformed to this world, but let a transformation take place. Take on my mind through my word. Think like I think. Philippians 4:8 said, these things you should think. Whatever's honest, whatever's good, whatsoever lovely, whatsoever good report. Don't accept a bad report. Declare it as a good report. Declare, I'm healed. The doctor say I'm sick. You say, I'm healed. Who report you going to believe? See, to get your breakthrough. Get your breakthrough. Now, Malachi 2:13, I said to myself, and I'll say to you, realize that you're connected to the breaker.
Yes, sir.
The Messiah is the breaker.
Yeah.
Jesus had a breakthrough.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Jesus had a great breakthrough on that third day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why Paul said, look at Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power. Paul said, I want to know him and I want no breakthrough.
Yes.
The power of his resurrection. The church at large has not experienced God's miracle power on a greater scale because we have limited him to a lack of faith. to walk in the miraculous. You listening?
Yes, sir.
We must move beyond unbelief to faith that transcends our circumstance.
Yes.
In the gospel, you see Jesus walking upon a case that looked like nothing can be done about it. He never fumbled, never trembled, spoke words and things happened.
Yes.
We got to get back to our original place.
Yes.
In the anointing and in the abilities of God. When you know that God is in control, yes, you will be able to resist the temptation to give in to your feeling.
Yes, sir.
People don't get breakthrough sometimes. They give in to their feeling. They give in, they let the slave take over their body.
Yeah.
Or they let the servant substitute for the king, their soul. Your spirit is the king.
Yeah.
If you're going to have breakthroughs, you got to be led by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, absolutely. You got to believe God more than you believe the situation. The power for the manifestation of your miracle is in the Word of God. But it's not on the surface. We're word jumpers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
We jump from a word before it's finished with us.
Right.
When the Spirit of God begin to drill a hole in a word, don't go look at another chapter. Stay there. You have struck all right there. Stay with it, because finally that's going to be your breakthrough word. We got volume with no power. Yeah, we got a lot of word, but we're not letting the word do its work because we're word jumpers. I never heard that before. You know, when a person played a dozen, they said, take one to know one, you know. I want to show you something. Let's talk a minute about positioning yourself for the supernatural, position yourself for a supernatural breakthrough.
Yeah.
Now, we have to deal with this in the church. They're not on your road, though. But deal with it. One of the major reasons why so many Christians refuse to accept the validity of miracles is because of their lack of revelation knowledge.
Yeah.
Now, watch this statement. They loaded with word.
Yeah.
And I told you the story about one of my members. I went to see her years ago, and I started reading the scriptures to her, and she quoted, I mean, fast as I can get my Bible, but she's quoting other scriptures. If I call a chapter and verse, she quoted, and she quoted right on and died. What that mean then? Well, I mean, why she quote the word like that? And she was ahead of me. She just had volume.
Volume,
right. Because she shouldn't have died. Her case wasn't bad enough for her to die. But she had a bunch of word with no revelation. I explained to you about the punctuation marks and adjective and verbs and all that. I talked to you about all that. Y'all get education wise and think you're rightly dividing the word because you know a colon means pause and a comma means pause and the other thing means it's a run on, some old thing coming on there. Then you get that and put A, B, C, and D and think you got a revelation. You don't, because nothing happened.
Yeah.
Only the Holy Ghost. Oh, my Jesus. Only the Holy Ghost can reveal the word of God. Only the Holy Ghost. Only the Holy Ghost can take you through your breakthrough. So now I can't say nothing that, Lord. I mercy on me. But we word constipated. We didn't have teaching and teaching and teaching. But the Lord said, now it's time for reaching and reaching and reaching. It's time to get to your destiny. It's time to get to your blessing. It's time to get your breakthrough. It's time to get your money. It's time to get your healing. We don't have no word shortage. But the thing is, the word is not open up to us. You follow what I'm saying, right? Because there's people you can quote the whole New Testament almost. And probably running around by me, I don't even know the books of the Bible. I know when I took over the Sunday school class, they would try to get me to study the 66 book. I said, no, we got to find out what's in the book. I ain't got time to be memorizing on books. So I brought that class. That class had about 13. I brought it up to 65 or 80 people. But they want to say, you know, Genesis and learn all the way to. I ain't got no time for this. I just come out the street, man. I want to know what's in this book. I'm turning the pages to find out what chapter come next and all that. Come on, sit down. Let me talk to you. Sit down a minute. Now, remember what I said now. To have a breakthrough, to have a supernatural breakthrough, you have to let the Holy Spirit reveal the scriptures to you. You have to salah. You have to pause. You have to wait till life come out of the word. There's life. Oh, my goodness. There's life in the word, but it don't just jump out at you. You have to spend time with it, and it'll come out on you. Answers will come out. Wisdom will come out. Direction will come out. I know that's true. So here, God is calling for a new breed of people through whom he can manifest his power and glory. Do we have anybody here? From glory to glory, that scripture says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, as Jesus was the express image of God, it is possible for you to be the express image of Christ. Look at it in Hebrews 1. I love it. Hebrews 1, I love it. I love what Jesus, and Jenny talked about it in John chapter 1, too. We'll look at Hebrews 1 for to get some set in here. Hebrews 1, God who had sun, first for it, God who had sun dry time, and in divers manner speaking time passing to the fathers by the prophet, has in his last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he have appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Now notice verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. When, not here at the cross, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. That's Jesus. There he is right there. Now, seeking your quest with this or catch a hold of this. From the very beginning, even before he created man, God purposed that humanity would rule over creation. Well, this thing backward. I said this thing backward. Move your hand. I said this thing backward. Creation is ruling over man. Christ come and put the light back on that we can go back to the Garden of Eden. Now the world's not going to be the Garden of Eden, but you're going to be a little Eden yourself. See the world going to still have lap-legged folks. Folks full of religion, full of tradition. But you get to walking in the revelation and enlightenment of the word, you're going to live in an Eden in Egypt. But because it was dark, but the children of Goshen had light. Revelation knowledge is light. Revelation knowledge is life. There's a lifting factor in revelation knowledge. It lifts you up out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost coming, boy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to preach long tonight, you know. Hallelujah. I'm almost through. You ain't caught nothing yet. You're going to miss it. Jesus, write this down. Sit down. Boy, and this is a strong word, too. Jesus have made it possible. Jesus have made it possible for you to exercise kingdom dominion.
Yeah.
Kingdom dominion is on the inside of you. Not only, you said, Bible said the kingdom of God, but he said kingdom dominion. Right. The glory that the first Adam had is on the inside of you. You ought to subdue, rule, reign, dominate, invict. Put things out of your life tonight. Don't accept it no more. Break the power. Breakthrough. Hey. All heaven. Think about this. All heaven is behind me. Think about this. Everything I attempt to do, I have divine backup. You got to put that on your mind. You got to recognize I got divine. I got all the heaven behind me. All the power that it took to raise Jesus from the dead dwells in me. That's what Romans 8 and 11 says. Wow. If it raised Jesus from the dead, it ought to could raise this little problem I got up off of me. God is our source of supernatural supply for every area of our lives.
Yeah.
Look how you respond to that.
Yeah. Come on, Dad.
We're so churchy.
Yeah.
God is our source of supernatural supply for every area of our life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My goodness, y'all kind of cut me that time. Because I don't think you understood what I said. That source of supernatural supply is there all the time for every area of my life. I must start depending on my source of supernatural supply. When I do, he's going to supply my breakthrough. I've been down in this hole long enough. I'm ready to come out tonight. I want to shout the victory tonight. I've been sick long enough. I've been broke long enough. I've been confused long enough. I want my breakthrough now. I'm God's child. God is my father. Jesus is my Lord. And the Holy Spirit is my helper. I'm ready to make my move. God hath not given me the spirit of fear. Power. love, and a sound mind. Look at Isaiah 41:10. Put your shouting clothes on. Put your shouting clothes on. Fear not. Fear thou not, for I'm with thee. What that mean to you? What that mean? What that mean to you? What that mean to you? Fear thou not, for I'm with thee. What that mean to you? I'm with thee. If God is for me, what stronghold or what bondage or what demon or what situation or what circumstance can be against me? I think I'll break out tonight. I think tonight is my night. I'll go free from everything that's been bondage to me. My breakthrough comes now. You receive that? You believe that? Well, jig and turn around a little bit if you believe that. You know what I'm hearing? You know what I'm hearing? Because I'm trying to get through this thing. You know what I'm hearing? Huh? In the spirit world? Huh? Yeah. Your breakthrough is happening right now. You want me to tell you what I heard? You want me to tell you what I'm hearing? Tonight is your breakthrough birthday. That's what I heard. Just like you were born again, just like you were born again, you know when you were born again? Tonight, you have a spiritual breakthrough just like when you were born again. When you were born again, you were headed this way. Tonight is your night. By the glory of God, your breakthrough is in this house tonight. You ought to dance. You ought to dance. You ought to dance and shout a little bit. Believe God. Hey! Believe God. Hey! Believe. God. Hallelujah. 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 You don't have to preach all night to get a breakthrough. You don't have to read every chapter in the Bible. My goodness. Hey! Now just for a few minutes, I'm gonna close, but developing supernatural eyesight. Focusing on your circumstances will hinder you from seeing him as he really is. Yeah. See, Satan trying to put all them circumstances in front of you, you see. Listen, the Almighty God, who stands ready to release his power on your behalf and to meet you with a miracle at the point of your need. Tell somebody he's meeting me tonight.
He's meeting me tonight.
You must develop a supernatural vision of breakthrough. See yourself broken through. See your divine source pushing you through. Now, I tell you, I'm going to make this statement. I don't know how they're going to come out. You ready? Because we have to understand this. If you understand this, you have to have a breakthrough. See, let me prelude this. Breakthroughs are not validated when you're out. Breakthroughs have to register first. And then they become a reality. So real victory comes during your trial. Real victory comes during your sickness. Real victory comes during your pain, not after it. It comes while it's happening. It comes while it looks like you're not out. If that is truth, everybody in you out already, because Jesus has already given us the victory. It don't matter how it looks. It don't matter how you feel. It don't matter what you are. You're free now. I heard something that's going to set you free. I heard something in the spirit that's going to set you free. Trust in God is more powerful than manifestation. When you come to the point that you trust him, it's more greater than when you get out. It's greater than your healing. Why, Reverend? Because the healing can't bring trust. But the trust. So you come here tonight and find out you're already through. Just chuck them down. It's the enemy lying to you, trying to hold you back, trying to tell you you're not going to make it, but you're already through. When Jesus got up the third day, that's when you came through. I'm through. Get my stool. Get my stool. That's enough preaching. Shout the victory. Shout. Dance. Woo. Shout. Dance. I don't know how you're going to do this. I don't know how you're going to do this, but we got to do it. Tell 9 people I'm already through. I'm already through. I'm already through. Jesus brought me through. I was through 2,000 years ago. I'm already through. I'm already through. 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, 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 I'm already through. No devil, no demon can hold me. You want to hear this, what the Spirit of God says to me? Sitting here, Huh? Huh?
Man, I'm free.
I'm not free because I'm through. I'm free because I know. And what I know got to work because it's from him. I was freed 2,000 years ago. I just got to get a hold of it. And I believe tonight I got a hold of it. What? All right. Here we are. What the Lord have done for you. Go home and tell your friends that what the Lord told that man, what good things the Lord has done for you.